礼节美语。
Marissa 和同事 Hank 正在讨论吸烟的问题。Hank 说，有不少研究都发现，涨价确实能起到一定的抑制作用，促使一部分人戒烟。Marissa 说
，I see. The high prices act as the straw that broke the camel's back. Smokers that have been meaning to quit see the price increase and it gives them a little push.
Yeah, but on the other hand, prices are already quite high in many places. A pack of cigarettes in London costs about $10. In New York, a pack costs roughly $8. And in Norway, it's already around $14. But I was in London not that long ago, and I saw plenty of smokers.
Yeah, the last time I was in New York, there also seemed to be plenty of smokers. I guess there are some people who are wealthy enough to afford whatever price.
因此说，给香烟涨价就好像是
The straw that broke the camel's back.
压倒骆驼的最后一根稻草。帮了那些本来就想戒烟的烟民一把
Give them a little push.
但是高价格也只能对某些人发挥作用。现在伦敦一盒烟卖$10，纽约卖$8，挪威卖$14，可抽烟的人还是很多。看来价格再高也挡不住那些经济上能负担得起的烟民。
Definitely. I think the best way forward is to push education efforts for young people. If we can convince the next generation that smoking isn't cool,Eventually, we might be able to eradicate smoking.
I suppose you're right. You can pass all the laws you want, but that doesn't mean people will follow them. People's attitudes need to change.
Exactly. In the 1920s, they banned alcohol in America. But of course, people didn't stop drinking. Instead, lots of people got sick and even died from drinking industrial alcohol.
Hank 觉得要想真的杜绝吸烟
The best way forward.
接下来最好的办法还是要通过宣传和教育让年轻一代觉得抽烟不是一件很酷的事情。Marissa 表示同意，不管你通过多少项法律，只要大家的观念没有发生改变，法律就无法得到有效执行。就好像美国20年代时的禁酒令，并没有让人们停止饮酒，反而有很多人因为没有酒喝，就饮用工业酒精而死亡。
I would imagine that as cigarettes get more expensive, smokers looking for a cheaper option will turn to counterfeit ones. I wonder if those would be even worse than the originals.
You're probably right, but I do think smoking will not be nearly as common a couple decades from now. The article about New Zealand said that country hopes to eradicate smoking by 2025.
That's not that long from now. Maybe I should start thinking about moving to New Zealand.
Perhaps you should.
Marissa 觉得如果香烟价格不断上涨很多经济上负担不起的烟民恐怕就会转向
Cheaper option
相对便宜的替代品也就是
Counterfeit ones
假烟
Counterfeit is spelled C-O-U-N-T-E-R-F-E-I-T Counterfeit
是假冒伪劣的意思这些假烟的危害八成比正品的危害还要大 Hank 觉得未来的前景还是很乐观的比如新西兰就打算在2025年之前彻底铲除烟草也许 Marissa 真的应该考虑移民到新西兰去